You can register with us, inshallah, a few spots are left. And also, if you'd like to sponsor iftar, we'll give you a tax receipt. Jazakallah khair. Last night, we spoke about dua for yourself. Tonight, inshallah, we'll talk about dua for other people. I'm going to start with this beautiful story from Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah. He said he was traveling one day, كان مسافراً, and he rested in a masjid on the way. And he said while he was asleep, let's say after Salat al-Dhuhr or whatever Salat, and he heard a lot of noise and people were coming with janazah, right? So he said, okay, let me pray with them janazah. He prayed janazah. They left and they were carrying the body. He said, I'm going to follow them. He didn't know the guy, but he said, I'm going to go with them. So he prayed janazah for the person that he didn't know. And he followed the janazah. He went with them to the grave. They buried the person. And after they buried the person, they left. فَقَالْ فَعَجِبْتُ, like, I wish they stayed to make dua for the person. They just put him in the hall. They covered him up with dust and they left. So he said, I stayed by myself with a person that I didn't know. I didn't know his name. And I started to make dua for him. And I said, Ya Allah, إِنَّ هَذَا قَدْ نَزَلَ عَلَيْكَ ضَيْفًا. This person that I don't know is your guest now. وَاللَّهِ لَوْ جَاءَنِي وَأَنَا لَا أَعْرِفُ لَأَكْرَمْتُ. If he comes to me and I didn't know his name, I didn't know who he was, if he visited me in my house, wallahi, I would take good care of him. Now he is your guest, you know him, you know his name, you know everything about him, please take good care of him. And he said, I left, I went back to the masjid, and I slept again, and in my dream I saw that man that I just buried and made dua for, and he came in white clothes and he was smiling. And he said, Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored me because of you. Right? Because of his dua. For a person that he didn't know. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a beautiful hadith fi Sahih Muslim, Ka'b ibn Auf, Malik ibn Auf. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried a man from Ansar, and he sat by the grave and he made dua for him. فقال الدعاء المعروف اللهم اغفر له وارحمه واكرم نزله ووسع مدخله واغسله بالثلج والماء البارد معروف الحديث. So he said, Ya Allah, forgive him and give him Jannah and this and that. This beautiful dua. And the dua was so powerful and was so emotional. Malik ibn Auf, the narrator of the hadith, said, فوالله لوددت أنني أنا الميت. I wish I was the dead person in the grave so Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم would make this beautiful dua for me. There's also another hadith in Ibn Hibban. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in this hadith, Aisha radiallahu anhu saw him happy one day. She said, Ya Rasulullah, you're in a good mood. Make dua for me. So he made dua for her and he said, Allahumma ighfir li'aishata ma taqaddama min dhanbiha wa ma ta'akhkhar wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed for her and he said, Ya Allah, forgive her sins. Whatever was done in the past, whatever would be done in the future, whatever was done in public, whatever was done in secret, Ya Allah, forgive her. So she was so happy, and فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعجبتي لدعائي لك. Are you amazed because of this dua for you? She said, yes, this is a beautiful dua. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فوالله إنه لدعائي لأمتي في كل صلاة. He said, wallahi, this is a dua I make for my ummah in every salah, in every namaz I pray. Ya Allah, forgive for my ummah everything that they did in the past, whatever they will do in the future, whatever they do in public, whatever they do in secret. So the Prophet ﷺ is keeping us in his dua. We know that when you make dua for someone, an angel will say, وَلَكَ مِثْلُ, and you will get the same. So let's say, if someone got laid off, or someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not blessed them with money, and sometimes, wallahi, you are sitting next to people in the masjid, they are going through a difficult time, they are fighting a battle that you know a little bit about, and you need to make dua for them. If someone is looking for a wife or a husband for a long time, make dua that Allah would give them a good person. If someone was laid off, or someone is new to this country and they're struggling, every beginning is difficult, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make it easy for them. I know some people in the jama'at here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested them with cancer. They go for chemotherapy and they're struggling. And wallahi, I always make dua for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with shifa and make it easy for them. Some people in this jama'at, I know them personally, they have been married for so many years. And Allah has not blessed them with kids. I make dua for them in every salah. So this is something that we need to do, to make dua for each other. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for people and make dua for them. And every time you make dua for someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, وَلَكَ مِثْلُ. The malaika will say, and Allah will give you the same. Allah will give you the reward for doing the dua, and so on and so forth. So make sure, inshallah, you make dua for each other, بِظَاهِرِ الْغَيْبِ, without them even knowing. And this is the most beautiful gift that you can give to someone, is to make dua for them. And this is something that we can learn from the month of Ramadan, as I mentioned last night, in the ayat that talk about Ramadan and fasting in Surah Baqarah 183 to 187. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. In the middle of the ayat that talk about Ramadan and fasting, it talks about dua. Allah says, when my servants ask you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, I'm truly near. I answer their dua. Whatever they ask for, I give it to them. So don't be shy to raise your hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this hadith in Bukhari, إن الله تعالى يستحي كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من العبد يرفع إليه يديه ثم يردهما صفرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shy when you raise your hands to him asking for something, that he would turn them empty, like he would turn you empty handed. You always come back with something in your hands if you raise them and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who pray for themselves and others. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The question for last night was, there is an animal in the Quran was accused of a crime that it didn't do. And this miskeen, innocent animal is the wolf. وَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ. So in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the wolf was falsely accused of killing Yusuf alayhi salam. He didn't do it, right? And the winner is brother Yusuf and Yasin, if they are here. I'm not sure if they made it. They have, it's very late for them. But I know their dad, I'm going to give it to him, inshallah ta'ala. The question for tonight, there is a man in the Quran, there is an entire surah named after him, and he is not a prophet, he is just a regular man. So if you know the answer, you can email me before tomorrow, Asr, at Imam Mustafa at Anatolia Center.ca. Jazakallah.